They say a 2-goal lead is the worst one to have, especially with the third period. Just what did you make of your team's adjustments and compete to protect that lead?
I mean, I would take a 2-goal lead going in the third period in any game. So, you know, we just had to play the right way, keep getting pucks out, keep getting pucks in. And it's not always the prettiest hockey. You might not be making plays, but you're making the right ones.
Some guys seem to be pretty sharp with just your cross-court passing and your movement, your structure. Did you think that?
Yeah, I thought we played really well. You know, I thought we played within our structure. I think, you know, you got to give Jersey credit. They pushed in that second period there. And, you know, I thought we were able to hold it. And then the third period, I thought we took it back over. So if we continue with the emotion and what we played like that game, I like our chances this series.
You've done well in the playoffs. Is there something about the playoffs that kind of gets your juices going a little bit?
Well, I think the playoffs gets everyone going. It's a different atmosphere. I mean, the crowd's in it just that much more. You're in it that much more. You're playing for a goal that, you know, you've dreamt about since a little kid. So anytime that you're playing in the playoffs, it's that extra special. You know, I just love it. I love the environment and, you know, just the competitiveness of every single guy, the emotion out there, and it, you know, makes it a lot more fun.
It's only been 2 years, really, since the playoffs, but did it seem like an eternity for you that waiting to get back to it?
Yeah, you know, last year is the first year that I've ever missed the playoffs in any league, so I've never had a long summer like that, and that summer felt like forever. So, you know, I'm glad where we're at right now. I'm excited to be back at this time. Like I said, it's the best hockey. It's the most fun you can play, and, you know, I had a lot of fun out there tonight.
Johnny, talk about the setup on the first goal.
Yeah, we were just cycling the puck really well, and, you know, Pally found some soft area in the middle there, and, you know, I was able to just kind of find him, and then he made a great pickup pass and able to slide it in there, and, you know, he's a really good player.
And then he gave it right back to you. What's the brothership between the two of you, especially this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, we've played together a lot of games now, so we kind of know where each other are. We know what we like to do with one another, and you know, a lot of those times it's not even thinking, it's just kind of just doing. And I felt like that was on those passes. We just knew where each other were and find those soft areas. And, you know, it's a lot of fun playing with them.
How important was it to get that first goal, especially up in New Jersey? They scored first in all three games in the regular season. You all were playing from behind in each one of those.
Well, playoffs, I mean, the first goal is always big. You know, when teams get that first goal, it's a lot easier to shut them down. So, you know, we had to get out there, had to try to get that momentum, try to get the energy for us, and, you know, we got that. So then I think after that first goal, we were able to push that much harder, and just kept on going from there.
Yanni had a tremendous game. He was all over the front.
Mm-hmm.
Can you comment on how he played?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's a guy that gives, you know, 120% all the time, and in playoffs, you like to see that. You need that on your team. You need that competitiveness, that battle, that drive, and he has that. So he had a great game tonight. His line had great shifts out there, got some momentum for us, and got some goals, and was huge.
He looked like he was playing his first playoff game.
Well, I mean, he's played some playoff games in the AHL and everything before, too. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, it might be different playing in the NHL, but at the same time, playoffs are playoffs.
Can you relate to that as much as anybody with as you were coming up playing in those games before you even got here? How much it helped you?
Yeah, for sure. When you get, you know, that playoff experience, that, you know, it's like a winning culture, I guess, is a way to say it. You know, playoffs are different than the regular season. You're not so much worried about, you know, how many goals you score, how many goals you win the game by. As long as you win the game, that's all that matters. You can play some really ugly hockey after you get that lead and make sure that you're just doing the right plays and everything. But, you know, once you get that experience, it's huge.
Watching you out there tonight, it was easy to flip back to 15 when you were, like, probably the best player on the ice in the playoffs. You had the wrist injury. But did you ever think you set it such a standard that year to where that's hard to live up to?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the playoffs are different. It's you know, a lot more fun. You're battling that much harder. I mean, it's tough to say that you can do what you can do in the playoffs in an 82-game season. That's